Recording.
Okay. Well, good evening, folks. Today is November 27th. This is our November business meeting of the National Airport Authority.
Not to be confused with the word.
So, let's see. Roll call, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes, I'm here.
Secretary Holland.
Also here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
All present.
All packed. Okay, and public input. If only we had some public.
It's like the mosquito meeting, huh?
That was just, if we did things like the mosquito control board there, we'd have a flag.
Oh, yeah, it's a good question.
Minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of October 18, 2023.
Support the motion to approve the October 2023 minutes.
Second.
Okay, discussion. All those in favor of approving the NAA public minutes of October 18, 2023, please say aye.
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 Okay. And Treasurer's report.
You have it in front of you. That's it. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, as of the October meeting, I came up with this other format, but kind of a very summary level issue, rather than going through the details. This is kind of our financials in a nutshell. We're going to continue to see two items throughout the year, but most of the year, that is the lower land lease income and slower and higher tie-down income, only because the budget was approved prior to the increase in the tie-downs. The payroll stuff should turn around later in the year. And everything else is just kind of pluses and minuses that we've had for various reasons. Nothing of any import. I do have some, you see that the marketing, our wonderful marketing line has never been used. It's going to get used this year. I think we're going to, I want to, this is more of a comprehensive discussion later on, but I want to get a budget pulled together for the main lobby out there. It's a beautiful structural lobby, and I want to do some really nice stuff out there, some nice artwork or some just make it look like an airline terminal. Obviously, I'm going to have to work with Greg on this. If he does decide to lease it, I don't want to, but that can be kind of a nice aviation theme out there. So I plan to use some of the budget, the marketing budget on that, but we'll talk about that more later. So we have, we're pretty much going according to plan, except for the stuff that we noted. So does anybody have any questions on this? We're very liquid. We have plenty of cash. Did we renew that?
That was just renewed today for 8 months.
How many?
8 months for 5%.
So that's the 80,000.
The smaller one.
That's 80,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting 5% on that.
5%.
From 0.3 to 5%.
Right.
Right.
Support the motion to accept the all the numbers?
Yeah. Okay.
For the motion to accept the October 2023 financial statement subject to audit.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the October 2023 financial statement subject to audit, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, and that carries. Brings us to the commission from the Perimeter Road Property LLC transfer of land leases. We will address that under new business. And that brings us to reports. The tower report.
October, looks like we had 54, 57 operations, up 1% over the previous month. And let's see. And down 22 total operations year over year. Means that, as of October anyway, we're, our total operations are off 5%, year to date. And then that brings us to manager's report.
Okay, didn't submit one this month. I was out for a few weeks in total last month with the COVID. Not a lot went on, but I can tell you a few things that have happened lately. We're mostly moved in a 79 perimeter now, this building, and we'll be, I think next week I'm going to get an email out, send it to everybody, let them know that we're in here. We'll change all the mailing addresses, et cetera. We've already spoke to the postman, delivery men, FedEx, and UPS, so we're taking mail here. We've had customers coming in, buying gate passes, et cetera. We had all the locks changed. B&S Locksmith came in, removed all the Southern Hampshire-owned locks throughout the building, which was every lock in here, and they replaced some of the exterior ones, and then we had to change a couple after they left. And so all the locks on the perimeter, my office, Susan's office, and the IT room have all been changed. I have cut keys for the directors. Eldon is the keeper of the keys right now. So if you need a key, go see Eldon. He will provide you with a key to the building. And you'll have access to our offices as well. And when we lease the building, whoever the tenant is, will be coming in and putting all their own locks and all the doors everywhere. We also had the internet phone cable brought in. So we're all powered up in this building. And Dave, I brought the access point into this room tonight for you because you were upset last month when we didn't have it. I was upset because I was trying to get it everywhere in here, but it was, we just started moving in that day. And even now, I bought another access point and we couldn't get it to load today, so I took that one out of my office and brought it over here. But as part of this, getting this place up to speed with Wi-Fi, internet, I bought some Unify equipment that's going to go into the IT closet, a 24-port PoE, so we can power up all the access points, our offices, and cameras. I'm going to slowly build up a little security system, and we should have that up and running in the next couple months. I'm also going to start working on trying to get cameras on all the gates, getting the feedback to here, and the whole plan was so I could have a Susan and I can each have a big screen in our office and we can look at all the panels from all the different security cameras, all the angles. So that's what's going on with that. I waited till, Black Friday and I ordered one of these pieces of equipment that's going in the room, got $100 off, it was $100 off. They didn't give me any money off the $700 piece, but we still got $100 off. I try to shop these things and be as frugal as I can. So that's what's going on with the IT department here. We had our snowplow meeting a couple weeks ago. That's complete. We're ready for snow. It didn't happen the other day, even though they said it was going to happen. We pulled the plow out onto the runway only to get the slush off. We had a corporate jet operating at 10 a.m. and they wouldn't have been able to go with the slush. It's a hydroplaning issue. But we're ready to go. All the equipment's ready to go. Two of my part-timers, I'm definitely not going to have one of them. The other one, Chris Hoffman, he's been committed to a lot of work lately, so he doesn't know what his availability is going to be. But we also took on a gentleman named Griffin that works for Bob Bird, a younger guy, a flight student, and he's around all the time, and he is on the team now. So that's looking good.
On the cloud team?
Yes. And on a very sad note, we had a long-term tenant of the airport, Bob Bolia. He ran the shop in Hangar 19. He's been a tenant of McLaughlin's for, I don't know how many years, but I think over 25 years. He passed away a couple weeks ago in a rather tragic accident. So Ms. Bob, he was a, you know, an outstanding member of this community. He's not an aeronautical member. He was one of our non-aeronautical leases, but he's the man that worked on all the fuel trucks, the tugs, and anybody and everybody on this airport that needed anything fixed, Bob was the guy, the go-to guy, so he's, he'll be sorely missed. Went to the funeral with Mary and Bob, and good man. I'll miss him personally. Good guy. And that's really all I have to discuss this month. Anybody have any questions? Danny?
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
so that brings us to the engineer's report. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for me, for the reporting. Gail is currently administering six projects on behalf of the authority, the first being to activate Alpha Rehabilitation. The grant has been issued and should be approved by Governor and Council at 27th.
Yes.
At tomorrow's meeting. So with that in mind, we need to get confidential payment under contract. So the recommended actions this month are to make a motion to execute a contract with confidential payment for the project. In addition to that, or to piggyback on that, we're anticipating construction to commence in spring of 24. All of that being said, a supplemental agreement for additional services related to the administration of the second grant needs to be prepared and circulated to the board. I have not started working on that yet, but at some point, because we're administering a second grant in addition to the design only, we need to process the supplemental agreement for that. It shouldn't be too much, and it will fit within the original grant amount after accounting for the underlying business interface or instruction, so no additional money required of the board.
Nick, I'm sorry. You've been talking about the governor and council meetings on the Alpha?
I believe their project is 28th of November, and that is to approve the
that's the
Alpha Rehab grant.
Okay.
You want to discuss the supplemental a little bit next? Tell them what it's about.
We had originally intended for the rehabilitation of Alpha to be a single grant done a couple of years back. We finished the design, we put it out to bid, and then we decided to revisit the relocation of Alpha and whether or not that was feasible. But I guess in the interim, New Hampshire DOT granted a design only grant for that project. So our original contract only administered one grant on behalf of the authority, and now we've gone to two grants, the design only grant and then the construct only grant. So there's additional effort again to forward in applying for the grant, applying for reimbursement, et cetera, that aren't in our original scope of work. So we would be looking for a supplemental agreement to cover it.
That's what the change was about.
And I apologize, I have not quantified that in the documents yet, but I think that's the other.
So we have a motion available for that line item.
Okay.
For Continental, if we want to move on that one right now.
Or do you want to just go through everything and we'll do the two of them, actually?
No, let's do that one right now.
Okay. So we'll put forward the motion to enter the National Airport Authority in a contract with Continental Paving for the Taxiway Alpha Project, CSBG 1228-2023.
Okay. I'll second that motion. Discussion? Okay. All those in favor of executing the contract with Continental Paving as outlined by Joe, please say aye.
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 Okay, that motion carries. Thank you very much. The second project is the Rehabilitate Golf and Box Shot Ramp. The BIL portion of the project funding has been issued and approved at the Governor and Council meeting on November 8th. We have prepared the next reimbursement request for Continental Paving.
and that will complete all of their contractual obligations. Similar to the Tactical Alpha project, Gale Shift Services did not include administering the second branch to this project, so we'll be looking for the same supplemental agreement to administer the DIL portion of that grant funding. And again, we anticipate it being absorbed by the underrun in the construction, so that way there's no out-of-pocket money required of the board. Just sort of playing catch-up on the additional effort we put forth. So recommended actions are please sign and forward DIL reimbursement request form upon receipt. James prepared that last week, and I reviewed it today, so we should be able to get that out to you tomorrow. So with that,
hold on. So I just want to make sure, in the notes it talks about Governor Council approval should have been obtained at the November 8th meeting, was it?
Yes. It was, yes. At the time I wrote this, I think it was before that.
Okay. So this thing's all set to be funded.
As long as are in place and we can request drawdown of those funds.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what the reimbursement number one is all about. We're going to get a check for whatever the FAA share of that all with the mission.
The bulk of the work was funded under the AIT grant. I believe there's 560 or so thousand that needs to be reimbursed confidential under the BIL.
Okay, so of this 2.191 million, how much of that has already been? I'm lost as to where all the money is right now.
I believe the funding split is like 36% Foxtrot for BIL and 53%. 66% AID, so whatever that funding works out to.
So, okay, so Foxtrot's roughly 36%, golf is the rest,
yeah.
Which is 64%. And so the 36% is the piece we're talking about?
Yes.
The Foxtrot piece. Where is the golf piece?
That was issued prior.
So we've already, by issue, that means we have the money?
Yes. So, not in the authority account, but
yes.
It's at NHDOT waiting for trial.
Okay, so NHDOT has the... Okay. NHDOT has money.
AIP.
And we've sent a request to them for golf.
Yes.
And to say, and that's for the, Susan, help me out. There's about $1.3 million of receivables on the project account. Is that what we're talking about? $1.2 million.
Off the top of my head, I
okay.
Think
yeah, I think that's
right. It does sound right, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I've also put in a letter to the
for their piece?
From Chris for their piece as well.
Okay, so that again, so the Foxtrot, the BIL, and the golf is the AIP. Okay, and the Governor Council was the AIP piece.
Governor Council was the BIL.
The BIL
was previously agreed. That one was in place prior to construction.
So Governor House has already done the golf stuff, the AIP stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And so basically, then we owe Continental some money on Foxtrot.
Yes.
Not on golf.
I believe there's money.
Both.
Oh yeah, we haven't got the money from DOT.
Correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're supposed to pay it because never mind. I'm not going to go there. So we're waiting for them, we're waiting for DOT to give us to
reimburse us.
To send the money so that we can pay Continental.
That is correct.
Okay. And any idea how long that's going to take?
Once it's submitted, in theory, it should take up to 45 days to process and receive funds.
Okay. All right, but they should have our request this week.
Yes.
Okay.
And that will reimburse up to 90% of the total project cost among both grants. The final closeout will collect the last 10.
By both grants, you mean both the Foxtrot and the Golf Book,
yes.
The EIL and the... So they don't have the request yet for the NIL piece?
They do not.
So we're going to give them both that and the AIP piece at the same time?
Yes.
They already have the AIP.
AIP is ready to draw down. That's all done, right?
Well, so is the EIL.
We made
two reimbursement requests from the AIP fund today. We'll be sending reimbursement number 3.
Okay.
For the AIP and reimbursement number 1 for the DIL to you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Is that all this?
I have a spreadsheet that shows it all for me.
Okay.
Did you get back to Bruce?
So all that should equal 2.191 million.
Yeah,
right. We're trying to tie those 2 points together.
And I guess we'll have a lot of money for a different amount.
Yeah.
We have the three.
Right. Did you get back to Bruce and Continental email today or yesterday?
You got an email today?
It was either today or yesterday, yeah.
It was in my
spam.
I
started
from
the
project.
I'll make sure you reach out to him.
Okay. All right, so the bottom line is that DOT will have all of our, whatever requests we need to make of DOT, they will have that in the next couple of days.
Yes,
right. And then, assuming they do what they're supposed to do, we should receive the actual cash in about 45 days, 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
So when we meet in January, this is all going to be done. Okay.
No guarantees, but
there's not a plan.
Yeah.
Any other questions on Golf and Foxtrot? The third project is the relocation of the AWOS and FROG. Not much to report here. The 30% design has been submitted to FAA. The project manager and main point of contact at FAA has sort of shuffled into a different position. So I received the contact information from the new point of contact. I reached out to them today. And he said that their review is ongoing and that they are currently looking for a separate power source to feed the SARs. The FAA wants a separate power feed for the AWOS than there is for the SARs. So we had looked at powering from the glide slope shack, powering from supplemental wind cones. Ultimately, FAA is decision where they draw power from as long as there are two separate power feeds, one for the SARs and one. So we're waiting on information related to that before we proceed any further with the design. But the time frame for bidding of that project still remains the spring. We will have it up to date early March as possible. Any questions related to the AWOS?
Sorry, so timing-wise, we're still planning not to interfere with whatever development goes on out here.
That is correct.
Okay.
The fourth project is the land acquisition project. Current status, the purchase and sale has been executed. The parcel was acquired on September 26th. And Gail will assist the airport in preparing a grant application for FAA funding. For 95% of that acquisition. Has Matt given an indication on to when that grant acquisition is due?
No.
Okay. I will follow up with the board tomorrow after talking with Matt.
Okay, so this thing, we closed on this 2 months ago, and the application hasn't been up there yet?
It is not. I'm not sure whether it is a FY 2023 or 2024.
Yeah, I thought it was
project.
Pushed out.
I think it's going to be reimbursed under a 2024 grant, which is typically only opened up on October 1st. So,
right, so there's still been a couple of months. So that's in whose court?
That's in Matt Caron's court.
Okay, so Gail is supposed to send a grant application to the DOT.
Yes. We have to fill that out and present that on your behalf.
Okay, and that will be done when?
Again, this is Matt's project.
That's still Gail.
But I will follow up with the board tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know why it wasn't ready when we closed, because we had all the information, but I want to make sure that gets done.
Understood. The fifth project is the tower siting study. Again, no update on this one. As far as I'm aware, all of the reimbursable agreements have been paid, and we are just waiting for the FAA to initiate that study. There is the item of jail contract. It's still pending. So we do have a recommended action tonight to please make a motion to approve and execute jail contract for the tower siting study. It has been vetted by NHDOT. It did not trigger the need for an IFE. So if the board finds the scope of work appropriate, then you guys can make a motion to enter that contract with you.
Did we get a copy? Maybe I'm behind the power curve, but did we get a copy? Have we helped seen that contract?
It was forwarded to you last month.
I think you heard.
Yeah, okay. Brian, are you good with that?
Yeah.
You usually are our hawk on these things. I'm not sure you look at all the T's and I's.
Yeah, that was part of the thing that was going to get done before under my tenure. But.
All right. So we'll put forth a motion to approve and execute the Gale Engineering contract for the tower siting study. SBG
1229-2023.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving and executing Gale's contract for the tower siting study as enumerated by Bill, please say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, that motion carries.
Okay, thank you very much. So you'll see that in an electronic group as well, the contract as well as the record of negotiations with it. And the sixth project is the latest, the runway centerline crack healing and RSA repairs. Scoping meeting for that project was conducted on Friday, October 13th, 2023. Gail has received and responded to comments on the draft scope of services from the FAA and NCOT, and we have provided the airport with the documents needed to solicit and obtain independent chief estimates. Once you guys have received the IFE from the provider of your choosing, we will then review our scope and fee for comparison. Typically, if they're within 10% of each other, it's deemed acceptable. So the requested action to come to contract with the provider of your choosing to prepare the IFE for the time. I can provide for you up to three IFE providers if you need them. Just let me know and I can send that information along.
So you're waiting for us to give you some names?
No, he's going to give us some names for the IFE provider.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
And that's all I have for you. Any questions?
So when is the scope of this? When is this supposed to happen? I mean, the runway is not. I understand the ideal situation is to do it sometime close to the winter, either before or after, when the crack is at its widest. Right.
Yes.
So is this something we're going to do like early spring?
That's the goal.
Okay, and all the, will we be getting funding between now and then?
We anticipate it being funded out of entitlement only, and those are available to airports at the beginning of the fiscal year, October 1st. So, again, no guarantees with the FAA where that money is set aside specifically for this airport, they should be able to issue the grant.
Okay. Plan B, if they come, I don't want to wait till next winter because we're gonna have nose wheels falling into cracks.
Say the grant does not get issued and we come to the end of November. That is not the ideal time of year to seal cracks. You want to do it in the spring after the pavement has contracted and
right.
the cracks are wider.
Yep.
So I would say we'll write the spec to just let bidders know that if it's not issued in the early 2024 construction season, we are expecting to wait until spring of 2025.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that. What I want to do is I want to get things in order so that the bidders will know if you do it in the spring. You've got 6 months between now and April.
Yeah.
I don't know why we can't get a bidder to do that between now and then. The money part, you know, is I guess I'm going to kind of make a statement and ask a question. If we have to, we can fund it ourselves. I don't want this thing to be held up because of money.
So
the thing we have control over is who gets the bid, and we can do that now.
Yep.
So that's what I want to make sure we focus on, so that we're not waiting for bidders in June. We're not going to do it in June, and we can't wait another year.
Yep. No, with a grant comprised only of entitlement funds, you can proceed with that work prior to the issue.
Right.
But if there's discretionary involved, you have to wait for the grant to be in place.
Right. That's the money part.
Yeah.
I'm asking about the actual construction part, the bidder part, you know, Continental or whoever does this stuff.
The low bidder can initiate and complete that project.
So we can get bids on that in the next month or two without worrying about money.
So I think that Chris said we'll talk about that tomorrow. I think that's the next
month or two, right. We haven't even started working on the design yet. So we could certainly have it ready for spring bidding season.
Spring bidding season doesn't mean spring doing season.
I think maybe is it as simple as having contractors come out and go, there's a crack, and they give you a quote,
I think
that kind of thing? Or
associated with it, it's not like a competitive proposal type thing.
Right, that's what I'm getting at.
Right.
It's not that big of a project, so
it is not.
Let's get the drive that pace.
Relatively quickly. If you don't know that you'd be able to get it out in the next month or so.
Is there, is there a design to be done, or is it literally like, you know, maybe I'm making it too simplistic, but I come out here, I got a broken door, can you fix the door? Give me the quote today and we'll do it next week.
Three of which are just going to be notes and cover.
Right.
So,
I guess my point is,
with Bregale, I don't want to overpromise.
No, but I guess my point is, Nick, is that I want to wait till spring and get this thing to start talking to bidders. We need to start doing that now. Or as soon as possible.
We are
okay.
Looking for work and
driving numbers
right away.
There you go.
So how does the ISD come into play?
We do pre-contract with them. We'll get that data.
But in terms of selecting the actual bidder, that has to be done.
Yes. As soon as we can get those plans done and reviewed by the agency, we can put it out.
The IFE just pertains to Gale's portion of the contract.
Yeah, the competitive bidding process.
Maybe I'm missing something, but do you need all that? I mean, is all that needed to
seal the FAA,
Really?
Even for the smaller contracts, just to seal some cracks?
Mm-hmm. Design documents and that whole... Not just like a maintenance item that a contractor can look at and...
If you want to get federal funding,
it has to be done
per the order of the FAA. Unfortunately, that's how it goes.
But the process I'm understanding is you get design first, design and IFE at the same time. Then you do the bid process, and then you say, okay, go.
Yep.
Okay. So we can do the IFE and the design right now, and then get out the bid right after that, and then get them on the ground out here in April.
Yep.
Okay.
So is it...
feasible to have basic milestones, like you want to have that done by mid-December and then have a contract.
I'm not going to get that granular at this point. I just want to, don't want to wait until 2025 to do this. We can't.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait until now. We wanted to start last year.
This is one of those, to me, it's a slam dunk, get it done kind of thing. It's like Joe saying, fix the door, made the driveway. Handle it, Danny.
Danny knows the deadline.
Get it done, Danny.
Get it done.
Tell all the planes to keep their nose wheels up.
Yeah, just only tail draggers only.
Wheel landing only.
Wheel landing only, yeah.
It's almost filled in with all the rubber out there now.
Okay, any other project, we'll probably do some rubber removal on the runway because we're going to have to remarch down on it. So, yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Okay, any other questions for Nick tonight?
We can put those nice little white taxi lines or the tunnel line, the lights in the middle of it before the crash.
You guys want anything?
Oh, that'd be nice. I landed at Manchester the other night with the Sakabria, and I was like, wow, this is really neat.
Because
if you wander off a little bit, you see the light immediately in your periphery. And actually, I didn't hear it at all.
They're not technically on.
Well, of course, I wheel landed it, so I didn't. I just had my mains on, straddling it.
Oh, yeah.
I just had that. Dr. Jr. had it.
Yeah. And they even have the greens in the center line on the taxiways, too, which is nice.
A lot of fog down there.
Of course, you need it. The taxiway is just so wide, I could barely see the edge of the, see where the blue lights were.
So, okay, moving on. We have no committees at the moment. Old business, Infinity Aviation Hangar Development. I don't see Greg here this evening.
I'm Greg.
You're Greg today, okay. Do you have an update for us?
I'm in Jericho, Michelle.
Greg couldn't make the meeting tonight.
Okay. And the other old business item is Denied Aviation, also Hangar Development. You have any? Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's no one from Denied here.
We met, was it 2 weeks ago now, Nick?
It was the week before last week.
And they've, Infinity and Denied Aviation have engaged with Gale Associates to engineer the sewer and the water system for the project.
Okay. And just for the board and anyone who might listen to the recording is aware, it's our civil group. It's not being handled as part of the aviation group workload because there may be a conflict of interest there. So Scott Ford here is our chief civil engineer in New Hampshire office. He and the civil group are handling he and I and the aviation.
So a working
the aviation group.
So it's a working nice, very nice group. Work in progress, and we have been all parties working together on it.
And to that end, is there also stuff going on with the meets and bounds, and the city can do their tax map? Is that still moving along?
It's all part of this.
Yeah. We had revised lease lines from Greg, which basically encompassed the area between his and I. So all of that information should be on the plans. I think the planning board needs to approve it before it can go to the assessor's office for a land lease. So the planning board is going to want to see the full design with all the stormwater, so we need all the parking so that they can do the full review.
The planning board has to approve this?
Yeah,
it's essentially a subdivision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not all the.
The planning board.
It's not a typical subdivision.
Right. So, depending on the town or city, you may have some headaches while they get up to speed on how airports operate, or they may just grow up and
it's on city owned property. So this has all happened in the past. And
okay. So moving on to new business, Perimeter Road Properties LLC.
the 1503, 1506, 1507 transfer of land leases.
Dave, you know a little bit about this, right?
Say again?
The transfer of leases, is that right, Warren?
Yeah,
we literally came and talked to him about when we were here a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to tell him the rest of the board members.
It has to do with an SBA.
Yeah. Yeah, Greg's getting refinancing all the financing stuff, and one of the things he did was he engaged the SBA, and they want a basically what they call them a virgin entity. They want an entity that's got no history. So all he asked is basically it's just a paper thing. You know, same leases, same players. It's just a different name. So we have to just find the leases for that name rather than the other names that we've already talked about.
Okay.
So we have a motion accordingly. Do you know if there's any more discussion or whatever before that?
Thank you. Do you have language for a motion?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Of course I do.
Of course.
Isn't there?
From our motion director.
Yeah. I'm just the actor.
Motion author.
Motion sensor.
Can I get a clarification on the lease? It's just paperwork? There's no renegotiation of lease? There's no lease rate changes or anything?
It's a name change.
There's no lease rate yet.
Well,
actually,
the land lease is not leases.
The land lease is
going to be
given out. But, no, this simply has to do with the holder of the lease.
You'll see how nuanced it is in 2 seconds.
Okay. In order for him to...
Like what Scotty's saying, all it is to say is the same expiration with the options, everything that we've already given them, you know, for this company.
It just goes from road properties to road holdings.
Right. Simply a new, a virgin entity.
Yeah, okay.
On that, do both parties sign? Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to say something.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I know that offline, but
yeah.
Okay. The moment you've all been waiting for.
Here,
we'll put forth a motion to authorize Perimeter Road Properties, LLC, to transfer land leases E1503, 111 Perimeter Road, E1506, 117 Perimeter Road, and E1507, 119 Perimeter Road, to Perimeter Road Holdings, LLC, under the existing terms and conditions, and to authorize Chairman Woods and the airport manager who signed the necessary related documents.
Second. Okay. Any further discussion?
We also have the leases office signed as well.
Yeah.
Related documents.
Okay. So, all those in favor of the name change on the three parcels as enumerated by Joe, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, that motion carries. So, yeah, that's good. That's what we were meaning this. Okay.
Those are ready to be signed for the
upcoming events, nothing listed. And, you know, you got nothing on, coming up soon except for snow, right? Winter Carnival on 1-4.
Yeah.
Okay. Director comments. Well, we'll start with Brian.
All set. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah.
Well, belated Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Often the next time we meet might be January if we skip the December meeting. Not sure if that's going
to be. Oh, yeah, we're going to discuss
We should discuss.
Oh, you took my comment.
I'll finish the comments and then we can discuss whether or not we have a December meeting.
Yes. Happy holidays.
So, happy holidays. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. We'll be looking forward to Christmas and all that. And over. Okay, and Mr. Grinch?
Mr. Grinch. Ah, humbug. Now, it's good to see Chris back from his third round of COVID. Most people get three rounds of vaccinations, he gets three rounds of the disease. but I'm glad he's back, and I'm happy to be in our building here. Thanks for all the work and the stuff in here. And
it's an exciting time. I want to get these, all these projects moving along, and hopefully the bureaucracy don't get in the way too much.
I fifth all the comments. And kudos to our compadres over at Gale for doing Scott's work over there. We appreciate it.
Just doing that.
Prayer works in
flow. So, I mean, Dave, you made a good point. This is a project that we can go forward to that.
Sure.
And I guess the only question was about the December meeting. If we
We have December meeting. The 15th.
Are you going to do a motion to...
Yeah, motion not to have the meeting.
So before the motion, you can't.
Before we do, I want to make sure there's nothing else that you voted on, like the.
Well, we have still our executive session to do that.
No, but I'm talking about like the approval that we did with grants we do. So as long as there's nothing urgent, any grants we have to approve, anything we have to sign, as long as there's nothing that needs to be voted on, then yeah, let's go.
Nothing on the docket, Nick. We've covered all the bases.
As of today, I don't see anything.
So based on that,
Nick, you don't foresee anything that we would have to vote to have signed in the next 3 days?
No, now in January 15th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll put forth that motion to put the kibosh to the December 2023 meeting.
I was thinking that.
Okay. Discussion on taking a little Christmas break in December?
I just don't use the word kibosh in the minutes.
No.
Is that something?
I don't know how to spell it. How do you spell it?
I was wondering.
Google that one. It's an Irish term.
Google it. S-C-R-U-E-W.
Well, I mean, I studied Irish. I don't remember Kibosh. Yeah, I know.
K-I-B-O-S-H. It's very phonetic.
There you go.
Decisively end or reject something.
Okay. All those in favor of skipping the December meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Subject to kibosh.
Okay. I did skip over public input. You're a public at this point. Do you have comments?
No.
Okay.
Right answer.
Okay. And with that, we're going to make a motion to adjourn a non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-832A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee.
Second.
Okay. And all those in favor of adjourning to executive session? Oh, this would be a roll call.
Okay. Chairman Woods?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries, and we are adjourned to executive session.